holding daf chov vov on the base for the bottom by the mishnah. We'll start the mishnah over again. That it says hamafrish shtei saloyim liyoshim. Somebody had a chiyuv to bring a korban oshim, and that's the law that the oshim has to be brought with has to be worth at least two saloyim, two shkolim. And from an oshim we're bringing an ayil, which is a keves 2 years old, at least 2 years old. So he set aside money, two saloyim, to buy his korban oshim. And what happened was, v'lokach behem shnei elim liyoshim. When he went to buy it, he got a good price, and he was able to buy for these two saloyim, these two shkolim's worth, or two elim, two rams. Not only one, but he bought two. So it's like this. Later, when he comes to bring it for korban, then the price goes up, and now this animal right now, this ayil, is worth two saloyim. You could bring it for your korban oshim. That's the locker that the korban has to be worth two sloyim b'shas hakrova when you bring it for korban. Even though when you bought it, it's only worth one seller, but now it has to be worth, if it's worth two, it's okay. And therefore, the asheni, the second korban that you have, is you roll out a pasture in the fields as she stops, it becomes a balmum, because you can't bring it for korban oshim, because you're already yotz already. And it has kedusha on it, and therefore with the money, after it becomes a balmum, you'll be mark, you could sell it, like be poyder it, the yiflo domo the nadava, and the money of it you put into the pushka for nadava to bring a korban nadava. But that's the locha that the moister, the leftover money from a korban osham, goes le nadava. Now the base midish, they brought korbanos from it, they bring an oilless nadava they bring. Now, what's going to be lokach bem shnei elim lachulim? Let's say this person set aside these two sloyim to buy his korban oshim, so he was makdish this money to use it to buy a korban, and then he took the money and instead of using the money to buy a korban, he bought two rams, two elim, but he had a mind lechulim, he had a mind to buy it for his own use, eat them. So he was over in Issa Mila right now, like he took the money of hegdish and he spent it for his own use, so he might see moyis of hegdish lechulim, so he was mal. So look of emishne elim lechulim. So now, echad yofresh tei sloyim v'yechad yofasor. Let's say later, the shasta krova, one of them now becomes worth two sloyim, and the other one is worth 10 zuzim, which is really 2 sloyim and a half. A sale is 4 zuz, so it becomes worth the other one now 10 zuzim. So look is like this: ha yofresh tei sloyim, the ayu that's worth now 2 sloyim yikrav liashamay. Let him bring it for his korban oshim. So to show the Gemara exactly which korban oshim does it mean. Does it mean for the first korban oshim that is mechuyev? Or else mefarshim say no, it means for the oshim of the mila. That he was over in Issa Mila right now. He was then from Hegdish, he's chayav to bring a korban oshim milois. So he has to bring now this korban for the mila. So the one that's worth 2 sloyim now should be la shamay al the oshim milois, because he was more from the money of Hegdish. Now the asheni, the second one, that's worth 10 zuzim, that should be brought limilosoi. Means to say, you should be makriv it for korban oshim, that you're chayiv by metchila. Some learns that one is for the first korban oshim that you're mechuyiv to bring. But the maitha, since you are moil with the money, so it comes out, you're going to have to pay now 10 zuzim. So it means from your pocket, you should pay now 10 zuzim to Hegdish, because you are moil from the 2 sloyim. So you have to pay like the keren 2 sloyim with ezuz. And the chaymish is another 2 zuz. So together you have to pay 10 zuzim. That's why some learn pshat. That's called v'asheni limilosai. Now what's going to be echad liyoshim v'echad achulim? You have these 2 sloyim, this money you set aside to buy your korban oshim, and when you went to buy the bame, you made a mistake. And one seller, you bought one animal for the korban oshim, true, so that's okay. Or the second fella, you bought a behem lechulin, you might see it lechulin, you are mal. So according to now, you're only mal in one seller's worth. So now, imho you shall oshim yofresh tei sloyim. Later, b'shash, you want to be makrivit. If that one, the one you bought for one seller, now is worth 2 sloyim, so very good. Yikrev liasham, this for sure now is brought for the korban oshim, the first chiv you have to bring. Even though the ratio we said lasham means for the korban oshim mila, but now we're saying Yaakov Lashama means for the first chiv oshim you had. The asheni, the second one right now that you bought lechulin, that one you should bring limilasai. That one you should bring for korban mila. If it's worth also, if it's worth 2 sloyim right now, that you should bring for your korban oshim milas. And the yavi ima sell of a chumisha from your pocket, you're going to have to pay keren v'chemish, which the keren is, it was worth one sell is 4 zuz. and a fifth of that milabar is another asela, another zuz. So they have to pay back for yovim or asela of the chumsha. Asela and a fifth, that's how much you have to pay for your keren and chaybish. Now the Gemara asks the question, my milosai, the Tony Reisha. What does it mean to say milosai? It says what? Vasheni limilosai. The second one you bring is for your mila. In other words, the case of the Mishnah was where you set aside these two sloyim to buy a korban asham, and then you were moil, you took the money and you bought yourself two elim, stam lechulin, so you're over nisamilu also. So the Mishnah says of later, Zech is Yofa beis sloyim, and the Yech was worth asar azuz, so the Yofa shteis sloyim, the Mishnah says, Yaakov li ashamay, you bring for your asham. And we said, Pshatim, that is, that means for your asham the mila. And it says, V'yasheni na'li milosai. And the second one you bring for your milosai. So first question, what does it mean to say li milosai? Elaim, if you want to tell me, ayil osham, it means to say, you're bringing this ayil now, for yasham milos li milosai poshmi, since you are my old behegdish. You took out these two sloyim l'chulin. So you have to bring now an osham li milom. So first is the soul, maybe you want to tell me, to chaymish bahadi ayil maisilei, that the chaymish you could bring with the korban itself, is that true? Because the Mishnah says if it's worth 10 zuzim, like you yotze both together, the eye of the korban oshrim with its chaymish, is that true? For the more of the pasuk says, v'yes ha-shechotem min ha-kodesh yishalim, v'yes ha-mishosa yosef olav, that you have to bring your korban oshrim, you pay back the keren, and then a chaymish. Amo we see, bihadek zelam isolei, that the chaymish you bring is when you pay back the keren, you pay back the zelam, the chaymish, you pay back the keren, you have to add a fifth. But not with the korban itself. The korban is one thing. Then you have to pay back the korban v'chaymish by itself. For yoyt, secondly, katani sefer says in the sefer, that when you took out these two sloyim, and you spent it, echad liyoshim, with one sele, you bought a korban for the yoshim, the yechad l'chulun, it says there, mahoya, shel oshim yofer shnei sloyim, yakov liyashomai. So that for sure means for the first korban oshim you wanted. For yasheni li milosai, and the second one is brought for the korban milo, for Yavi Imoy, Sela V'Chaymish. It's clearly separate from the korban. You have to also pay back the keren and the chaymish. Amo, we see chaymish, Badik Zayli Maisela. See, when you pay back the fifth, it's not with, included in the korban, but you bring it separately. When you pay back the keren, you pay back a chaymish with it also. Yellow the Gemara says, it means to say the Mishnah Milosoi, it means to say Madi Ishani Mehegdish. How much enjoyment, how much hanoi you had from Hegdish, which he had anor from the two sloyim. V'yeshno mishtei sloyim, that he had anor from these two sloyim, the afreshin aliyoshim, the first he set it aside to buy a korban oshim. He was makdish like this money. V'lokach behem shneilim l'chulim. Now he took these two sloyim, and he bought himself two rams for his own purpose, tam l'chulim. The yofa shtei sloyim makrivlei. So again, so the one that's worth shnei sloyim, that he brings for his oshim. V'yofa asorizuz, and the one that's worth 10 zuz is yoivlei. He just some gives it back to Hegdish. He pays now like it's keren v'chaymish. L'madi yisanim Hegdish. That if he had enough from Hegdish, devil like zeil v'chaymshay. He had enough from Hegdish to two sloyim. That's 8 zuz, and he has to back a chaymish of that milabar. It comes out to be 10. So he has to pay back now 10 suvim. So that's what's given now. This korban, the behem that's worth 10, he gives the korban to pay back for chaymish v'keren. The keren v'chaymish. Oh, ma milos. What does it say to me then to say milos? It means gzeiloi. It means his paying back now is gzeilo. But enoch nami, I still have to bring his korban for the yoshim. So enoch nami says milos. It means his paying back now is keren v'chaymish. So more says if so. So kids, with one korban now you bring it for your yoshim. For yoshim milo. Enoch nami, with the first yoshim you have to bring another korban. But the second one that's worth yutzuvim, and that's going to be paid for the keren v'chaymish. So most of the Maya Kimta, what do you say, Pshat HaMishnah is, Li Milosa Dereshu means Gzeiloi. The 10 Zuzim you're paying back, that korb, that animal, for the Keren V'Chaymish. You say, I'm the same, what's the same, the same for the Mishnah, Echod Li Yashav, Yechod L'Chulin. When you took these two Zuvim, and you spend now one for Korban Osher and one for L'Chulin, so you only moil the worth of one seller. So it says, Leidem Hoyeshel Osher Yofer Shnei Sloyim. If that first one you bought for the Korban is worth two Sloyim, Yaakov Li Hashomai. So pshit here means for the first korban oshim that you're mechuyev to bring. For yasheni, the second one now is lemilo. It's coming from milo. For the korban milo that you did, the Yovi Mo Sela B'Chaimish, from your pocket the Nechlam you left there, or Chaimish, or Sela B'Chaimish left there, the Karen and a fifth. Alma, what do we say Milosa means here? Ayaloshim means to say you bring you now the second one for the Korban Oshim, Nasham Milos. It was so Reisha, Korban Elimelosa Gzela. In the ratio, when you're paying back, you're giving back this korban worth this animal worth 10 zuzim, it's not for a korban or shemila, but it's not to be paying back for yigzeloi, out the keren b'chayma shaboy. And safer then, korban le milasai, ayil oshem, this is safer when it says you're paying back le milasai, it actually means the korban oshem. And from your pocket, you have to pay back a keren b'chayma. Samara says true. Ratio, devilay, ayil, ruban keren b'chayma shay, korban le milasai, Gzeloi. So somehow the Gersa should be Reisha the heavenly ayil duzavan that he bought it, it was worth now 10 zuzim. It was, so that's mamish the price of the keren v'chaim shoy. Therefore korel emelosa gzeloi, it's called the gzeloi. Since it's exactly worth 10 zuzim, which is how much his keren v'chaimish is, so it calls that the melosa, meaning paying it back for keren v'chaimish. But sefer lehevi ayil duzavan keren v'chaim shoy. But in the safe, it's not the worth. The ayil now became worth 2 zuzim. And you only have to pay back 1 zuzim a fifth. And so, korolei ayil osher milasoi. Therefore, calls that ayil the osher mila. You bring that's worth 2 zuzim now for your korban osherim. And the yovi imoi, sell of a chaim shenichnami. You have to bring with it your keren b'chaimish. Venichnami, avadi, you have to do 2 separate things. Since you're a moment of hegdish, you have to bring an osher milais, which is worth at least 2 zuzim, and then also you have to pay back your keren v'chaimish. So the ratio of the Mishnah where the second animal is worth 10 zuzim, the exact amount of your keren v'chaimish, very good. Give that to your keren v'chaimish, and bring another behema for korban oshem. But in the sefer where it's not worth the keren v'chaimish, therefore the other Mishnah says, bring that for the korban oshem, then later you'll pay a keren v'chaimish. Now the Gemara says, boy, Rav Menashe bar Gado, the kinus chumshin mahu she is chaper. What's going to be the locha when you gather together a chumish that comes to worth now 2 zuzim? Can you bring that for korban or not? So let's say in the case where he was moil from hegdish, let's say he used 2 sloyim, he had enough from 2 sloyim of hegdish. The locha is you have to pay back the keren and the chumish. The chumish of 2 sloyim, let's say, is 2 zuzim. So after it happened 5 times, it came out it was worth 8 zuzim, after 4 times. So the chaimish itself now is worth 8 zuzim. 8 zuzim, that's 2 sloyim. So let's say the chaimish that you have to pay hegdish now is worth 2 sloyim. So the question is now with that money of the 2 sloyim, can you buy yourself a korban and bring a korban asham, asham milas, that a korban for the one of the chatoyim of the ashamas of the milas, you want to be yotza with the money. So that's the shayla. I boil you, mischaper. Somewhere says again that kinus, the kinus chaimshim is when you gather together the chaimish of a few different milas and it comes now to be worth 2 sloyim, ma'ashi is chapa, can you use it now to buy yourself a korban with it? Mi arminu do I say, im tim sloyim, if you want to tell me that odem is chapa b'shvach hegdish, and let's say we'll see later, let's say you buy a korban of hegdish worth 1 seller. And later the korban itself becomes worth 2 sloyim. You could bring it for your korban, even though the shevacha got worth more in the rishus of hegdish. Mishumma de katorach kamei, because you bothered at least to matish the korban. You matrich, you bothered yourself at the beginning to buy the korban. So therefore, even though it becomes worth more later, you let it be yotzu with the shevach hegdish. Avolochot le katorach, but here you did not work at all with this chaimish. You just have a chiv to pay back the chaimish. You did not do anything like to make the chaimish become worth more. If so, le mischaper, you cannot use this money of the chaimish to buy yourself a korban oshem with it. Adumah maybe no, im tim slim, even if you want to tell me im tim salaymar, that ain odem mischaper b'shvach hegdish, then the case where the shvach, something valuable, becomes more worth the hegdish, you cannot use that more value for your kaparah. Why mishum d'layafrishay? You did not set it aside. L'shem zeh. You only mafrish a behema worth 1 seller. That it becomes worth more, 2 sloyim, it's not you, it happens by itself. Therefore, you cannot use it for a korban. Bolhodim kinis, but over here, when you gather together chumshin, d'layafrishay, you will mafrish it now, if it's worth 4, 8 zuzim. So right now, you have a chumish, the value of
two sloyim, maybe you could be mapresh it for korban to bring it. So ikul meimim mischapa, maybe you could use it to bring it for korban. So that's the shayla. So Mora says why? Because real di boilu, there's a question. Di boilu mischapa b'shvach hegdish arloi. Could you have a kapor from shvach hegdish or not? That's the shayla. So well, according to that shayla, we have a chakira. What's going to be over here when you gather together the chaimish of a few milis and together it's worth two sloyim? Could you bring it for korban or not? It says aloha hamafrish shnei sloyim liyoshim. Somebody set aside two sloyim for korban oshim. V'lokach bohen shneilim. The din of the Mishnah. And now that money that is set aside for the two oshomais, he took that money and he brought now two eilim. So liyoshim, and he bought both of them for oshim. So hoye echad mehem yofer shnei sloyim. Later on, the price goes up. And one of them is worth two sloyim. It says Yaakov liashoma, you let her bring it for korban oshom. If you are sheni yiroh ashi yistoyev, and the second one, stam let to be perished until it becomes a bamum. V'yomoch yosel v'yivul davar v'dav, you sell the money from the davar. So my love is talking about the zovin v'yarbo, or the zovin arba zuzi. I mean, it's for one seller ayil. Okay, it's talking about that with your two sloyim, you bought two elim. So when you first bought it, each ayil was only worth one seller. V'shavach, then later by itself, it got worth more. V'shav yitimna, it got worth to be worth eight zuzim. So each one became worth two zuzim. Two sloyim. U'shmaminah, and then Mishnah says you can bring it for your korban. If so, shmaminah, should be a proof in our Mishnah then, that odd mischap of a shvach hegdish, a person could become, could have a kapor from the shvach hegdish. Mar says, Lord, there's no proof in the Mishnah. I tell you, Hocha, B'mai Yaskin, you know what the Mishnah is talking about? The Yoizel Roye Gabei, that the shepherd was nice to him and gave him a cheap price. So not the pshat that it got worth more later by Hegdish. Hegdish was, it was called Shavach Hegdish. And you're right, you could use it for carbon. No. L'chatchila, really, the animal was always worth two sloyim. Just the Roye, the one you bought it from, the shepherd you bought it from, was nice to him and gave you a cheaper price. Therefore, it's not really called Shvach Hegdish, it's called Yoshvach. That's where you could use it for your korban. But maybe a real Shvach Hegdish, maybe you can't use for your korban. Torah Shema Kamini learned in the Tosef like this. It says, Lokach Ayel B'Sela. Somebody went and he bought an Ayel for a seller. Upitmai, and the person himself now fattened it up, he gave it a lot to eat. V'yamidu Ashtayim, and now became worth the word two sloyim. Slochris kosher, he allowed to use it for korban. Because you first bought it for shem korban. And when you first bought it, it was only worth one seller. Now you found that it got worth to two sloyim, you could use it for korban. So the Kuri also, Shvami here, should be a proof that all the mischap of a shvach hegdish person could have a kaporum from shvach of hegdish. So we say, again, no, it could be there's no proof from over here. I tell you, pit mashani, the fact that you found it, that's better. That's called like you caused the shvach, that's why you could use it. Because you had to spend money to fatten him. It cost you money, it cost you eight zuz like, in order to fatten it. So therefore, you paid like four zuz for the behemoth itself, and four zuz you paid to fatten it to make it worth two sloyim, that's why you could use it for a korban. But maybe where you did not pay, just it became shvach by itself, maybe then you cannot use it for a korban. So Tarshima, come across another Tesef. It says over there, Lokach Ayel B'Sel, again, you went and you bought a ram, that's a kevis 2 years old, for a seller, for Rehu B'Shtayim, and now later became worth two sloyim. So Lokach kosher, you're allowed to use it for carbon. So again, Havamin Riz, Tama became Shvach, it became worth more by itself. It says, even though the Shvach is Lehegdish, you could use it. So Mer says, no, Hochinami Kisha Pitna. We're talking about also where the owner fattened it. Since he spent money to fatten it, that's why he could use it for korban. For the Gemara Yochiv, so Heinu Reisha, it's the same case. But the Sefer brings down two different cases. But you're saying now it's the exact same case, we have to say it twice for. So Moritz, I'll tell you, Reisha, the Zovin, the Abo, the Reisha was where you bought it for four Zuz, meaning one seller. The Ashpeche, the Abo Achrino. And you spent another four Zuz to fatten it. The Chosle Timna, that together you spent eight sloyim for it. So that's why you could be yotzi your korban. Together you spent two sloyim, so you could be yotzi your korban oshim, because of emison you spent two sloyim for it. Say for those like this. Say for talking about the zovin ayil biarbo. You bought this ayil for four sloyim. Again, so say for talking about the zovin ayil biarbo. In fact, he bought an ayil for four zuz, for one seller. What happened was by itself, or he fed it, and it became worth bitlosa. He put another 3 zuz worth of food into him, and now v'shava timna, this ayah became worth 8 zuzim. Now the mice is worth 2 sloyim, and he could bring it for korban. So even though the mice 1 zuz became worth more by itself lehegdish, still it could be yotza. So Mar says, if that would be the pshat, so you have to know what the pshat altogether here is. The chur is still a shvach hegdish. So we'll soon see what the pshat is. So the kids here in the sefer was where he bought it for 4 zuz, and then he invested 3 more zuz of food into it, and then it became worth 8 zuz. It became worth 2 sloyim. For the morihochi, so I must say, was a sefer say yashlim seller that from his pocket he has to pay a seller. So the question is, why a seller? Hachosa leizayin. He already spent zayin 7 zuz. Said most also that all he should have to pay is just 1 more zuz. Like he has to have a ayah worth two zuzim, which is a 2 sloyim, which is worth 8 zuzim. So if he spent 7 zuz, you only have to pay 1 more zuz. So Mar says true. My yishalim wasn't meant to say you have to pay. It means tashlum the seller, means add up to make sure the second seller. You spent 1 seller for the ayah, and now you made it worth another seller. So you have to put in another extra zuz to be mashtum the seller that you have to spend for it. So the ma'aser now is called like you spent 8 zuzim for this or ayah. Furthermore, what's going on here though? These lift this time it holds. That you cannot be mechapa with a korban that becomes worth by itself more to hegdish. If so, kiyoyev tashlum sell, even when he pays the extra zuz, my heavy, so what? Ayol ben shtei sloyim binan. You have to spend 2 sloyim for the korban itself. And here, the actual korban only cost you 7 sloyim. If he got 7 zuzim, became worth by itself 1 more. So if yod, he can't be yotzer with shvach hegdish, why are you yotzer over here? Voleko. So what's the olim relate to the brice holes? The olim ksavar or the mischapim b'shvach hegdish? No, a person could have his kaparom for the extra value that comes by itself. The shvach, the gain that hegdish itself becomes worth more. For the morihochi, if so, tishalom the semelo loyiten. Why does he have to pay the extra zuz then? Like lemaitz, and now the korban is worth 2 sloyim. It's worth 8 zuzim. So it should be yotzer the korban with it. I don't care how much he spend, even though it became worth more by itself, it could also be yotzer the korban. Somar explains, no, really we hold now you could be mischapa with shvach hegdish, but hainu time, but this is the reason over here, the kiyoyev tashlumim the seller, that he has to pay this extra tashlum, extra payment for seller. It's only exerah the gadin that shem yom, maybe people say ayu pochus mishtei sloyim mechaperim, that maybe we'll think, listen, really you only paid 7 sloyim for this payment. So people think you could be mechapa with an oshom worth 7 sloyim, 7 zuzim. So even though the ma'ase became shvach, it became worth more on the zuzim cycle, worth 8 zuzim. But people will know that. But since people will know that, therefore it's exerah the gadin, you have to spend the money, the extra zuz, you have to give the hegdish. So I call upon over here, you have no proof. So Mor says, still, let's see, my head below, what's the maskono? Can odin be mischapi b'shvach hegdish enat? So Mor says, toshma coming here. It says like this, that b'shas hafrosh yofa selo, when your first mafresh to spain was only worth 1 selo. But b'shas kapora yofa shtei sloyim, if later b'shas you bring it for korban, it became worth more by itself, mashma, and now it's worth 2 sloyim, the 8 zuz, loch reziyotza. You see, clearly, odin could be mischapi b'shvach hegdish. Boy, Reb Lezer, yes, the shayla. Odom mischapim v'shvach hegdish aloi. And Rashi says, obviously, Reb Lezer did not hear this b'raisa before. So what's halachataka? Can Odom be mischapim with the korbin that he only paid 1 seller for it? And now by itself it became worth more, prices went up, the shvach went up, it's worth now 2 sloyim, could you use it for your korbin or shemanat? Some Reb Yechonin said that kama shonim godol zebenenu, how many years they learned by us, like, They did not hear this halacha from me. As if to say, the Gemara says, Mechlach, here it's a proof, to Yom Rabbi Yechanan, that Rabbi Yechanan said this halacha once, that you could be Mischap of Shvach Hegdish. So Gemara says, in yes, it's like a true, Rabbi Yechanan said it. For Yalhod Omra, this halacha, he said it, does not learn like this. Vlad Toida. If you have a korban Toida, in the keva, and it gives birth to it as a Vlad. Or also Tumurosa, if you have a korban Toida, you make a Tumura on the Toida. V'chein, the same thing, ha-mafresh todos, somebody's mafresh set aside a korban toido. V'yovda, then he loses it. V'yifresh acheres tachten, he sets aside another one instead of the first one. And then you find the first one. So in these 3 cases, whether it's the vlad of toido, the tmur of the toido, or the afrosh of the toido, ein tunu lechem, even though you could bring it,
You don't have to have lechem. The lechem is only brought on the Ikka Korban Toida, not in these other things that brought because of it. Now, v'sholach Rabbi Chanina, mishmedu Rabbi Yechanun, Rabbi Chanina sent this over, the aloch in the name of Rabbi Yechanun, that l'shon, when was this said about the vlad, that if you bring the vlad, it does not need the lechem, the 40 lechems, el liyacha kapora. Only if you already brought the mother, then you bring the vlad, you do not need the arboim chalas, the vlad ain't toin lechem. Aval of ne kapora, but let's say, before you brought the mother for his korban toida, it gave birth, and now you want to bring the vlad for the ikka toida, toyin lechem, that yes, that needs a lechem, because that's the ikka korban, or that's the ikka korban you bring it for your toida. But I call upon him, Alma, what do we see from here? That Ksav Rav Yechon holds, that mischap of a shvach hegdish, that you could be yotze, your korban toida, with the shvach, with the vlad. You were makdish this behema, and it became pregnant and gave birth. So lechura, that's called shvach hegdish. So if you bring it now for your korban, you yotze, lechavosoi, so you see, other mischaper, v'shvach hegdish, you could be mischaper with the vlad of your korban. Now the Gemara says, boy, Reb Lezer has a shot like this. Bale chayim nidochim oiloi. A behema that's still alive, let's say it became not fit for korban, and the lady becomes fit for korban. Do we say, since it was once not fit, you can't use it anymore? Or maybe no, it's only lacha misa becomes not fit, then it's nidochim. But kol zman it's alive, even though it's not fit now, later when it becomes fit for the korban, you could use it. So Rav Yochanan, says again this lashon of hare kama shonim godol zevdenu. You're here by us a long time already. For leshom alacha zumimenu, didn't you already hear this lacha from me? So Gemara says mechlal again, it's a proof that Rav Yochanan Omer, Rav Yochanan said this alacha. So Gemara says in yes, it's like a true. Because the Yom Rabbi Yechon said that the behemah shall shnei shrutvim. You have a behemah that belongs to two partners. Hegdish chetzio, one partner was makdish his half. So at that time he can't be makdish the whole thing. He doesn't own the whole thing. So pshit is only makdish ledomim, the value of half. It means to give to hegdish is only called the kedushas domim. And then later, and it's not fit now for korban. And then later, because of loka chetzio, he brought back the other half from the other partner, and now the Higdish Kedusha, now is Makdish a second time. The Medic Kedusha is a goof now. So Locher is the Higdisha, so Locher is Kedusha Vienna Kreva. It's like a Chal Kedusha is a goof on it, but it's Nidcha, it can't be brought for Korban. Why? Because at the beginning, when you first Makdish it, it was only fit Ledomim then, and it was not fit for Korban, so it's called Dichui, it's pushed away even though it's alive. You see clearly, Yesh Nidochim Balachayim. Balachayim on Nidochim. Right, another loch he says here, v'yesa tumura. This payment now, since it has a kedusha zaguf on it, it could make tumura. But a tumura like yetsa, but a tumura have the same loch, it's not fit for korban itself, it only has kedusha zaguf. So, shmamina, from here we have a loch of plus three halochas, three kedusha here. First of all, shmamina, balachem nidochim, even though the baim was alive, but since at the time when you first marked the shit, it wasn't fit for korban, it can never get a kedusha zaguf later. Ushramina, secondly, kedusha zaguf matcha. Even though lechatchim lo yoni makdish it ledamim, because at that time you only owned half, so it's a chiddush to say that even though you only makdish it ledamim, but later you cannot get kedushas aguf. Once for what would have been is since now it's only kedushas damim, we don't care. Later when it becomes kedushas aguf, then it's chal completely. We say no, since the beginning when you first makdish it, it wasn't fit, it never becomes fit more. Ushramina yeshdicha b'damim. So shalom, what the Gerser is here, Rashi says it means the same thing as yeshdicha b'kedushas damim. The Gerser before the Gemara Tumura he had was yeshducha mikarom, that even though the beginning of the kedusha was never fit for more than this, still it's dichi. But I call upon him, we have a proof to say yeshdicha b'balachayim nidochim. Now another shayla, boyi Reb Lezer, what's going to be who's lut tloyim b'yolim? Let's say all the tloyim, all the sheep become worth less. The prices go down. Mahu. So you buy a very good fat, good ayil for less than 2 zuzim. Could you use it for your korban or shamanat? Mi armina do I say? The posik says, nivchanu the reichem binan. You have to be the best of the animals. Weak, you have it. Or do maybe no, the posik says, kesef shkolim binan. You have to spend 2 shkolim. And since even though it's a very good animal, they're very cheap, they're worth less than 2 sloyim, maybe not yotzo. Some Rav Yechanan, said like this. This time a little bit different. Om Rav Yechanan that Kama Shonim go down the Beis Hamedrash. How many years we are learning here in the Beis Hamedrash? For Lo Shemana Alocha Zu and Taki, we did not hear this halacha. This halacha Taki was not sure about.
So what's the question? V'loi? They didn't learn this halachom. I, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan himself said, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochanan ben Yochoi, Mifnei ma'ala nitnu Torah kitzvah b'mechus v'kapora. How come by other korbanos b'mechus v'kapora the Torah did not say kitzvah, how much money you have to spend for it? And the answer is Rabbi Yochanan, Hashem used l'tloi, maybe all the animals become very cheap. If so, if you're going to have to spend a certain amount of money for korban, and the price will be so cheap, you can't get an animal for that price, is Ein lehem takon lecha b'kotchim, you won't be able to come to mutati kotchim. So if a korban that you bring it from mechusa kippora, let's say your ledgers from mitzora, that you have to bring korban to be matem teet kotchim, the Torah did not give a price how much it has to be worth, in order that at all times they'll be able to bring the korban. Now, if so, l'churi, you have a raya, that even though you bring a good animal, still you would not be yotza. When the Torah gives a price how much you have to spend, you would have to spend that money. So here, by an oshrim, you have to spend two sloyim, even though you have a very good animal for cheaper, you would not be yotza your korban. So churi, Rabbi Yochanan said this halacha. So my aim must be like this. We did not teach this halacha. That's what I mean. Even though he knew it, but he did not teach the halacha. For the Gemara of Rab Zera, Barada, that Mahada Talmudea Kotloisin Yom used to review his learnings every 30 days, Kamei in front of him. And he said over this halacha, so who you see, he learned it from Rab Yechanan. And the Gemara Eimo, Leines Baksha Halacha Zumi Menu Vesa Medish. Means they never asked me this Shalal Halacha Lamaisa in the Vesa Medish. Not that he didn't know it, not that he didn't teach it, but this halacha was never asked for Shaila in the Vesa Medish. Kufa, what we just say before, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Bishim Hashem Ben Yechoi, Mifnei Ma'ala Nitnu Kitzvah Mechus V'Kapara. How come the Torah did not say an exact price, or at least how much you have to spend, for a korban you're bringing from Mechus V'Kippur, and somebody wants to go to eat kachim? Why? Because we're afraid he answered, Shem Meyuz Lutloi, maybe the prices of all the animals will go very low. V'Ein Lem Takon, if you have to spend two sloyim, maybe you won't be able to find an animal at that price, and they won't have the korban lecho or b'kachim. That's why the Torah did not give a price, and rather any price you spend, you yotza. Mask of law by Abaye is the question of so, chat is chaylev, the person needs chaylev, that he has to be sure he has to be in